Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those help. In a the continuous effort against coronavirus. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers getting the job done. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us from California tonight, we've got the one and only professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
67 degrees and clear, and the hotel over beside us is all loaded up with Cincinnati Bearcat and University of South Florida fans. They're going to be playing tonight over at Raymond James. Obviously, Cincinnati, I believe, is the number two team in the country, and USF is hoping for an upset, and we'll see what happens.
Very cool.
Yep. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start out, Kyle, by saying thank you to everybody over at Mission Barbecue yesterday on West Waters Avenue. We had a tremendous turnout. We had a lot of military artifacts there. There was an MRAP truck there. There was an armored Humvee there, all set up and ready to go. We also had a Huey and HB-150 medevac chopper that came in on a flatbed trailer that was there for everybody to see. The Sheriff's Department was there. Lots of different veterans groups were there, and lots of veterans were there. And everybody had a great time. And again, thanks to the hospitality of the folks over there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. And, of course, that's our watering hole every Tuesday, as you well know.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right, so let's get started here. We'll start with the Rittenhouse trial. What the heck is going on there? This prosecutor, again, yesterday got reprimanded by the judge. And when that happens, that's not good.
No, it's not good. And when the jury, you know, more often than not, seems to have to get up and walk out of the courtroom back to where they're to the jury room, basically, while the prosecutors argue with the judge or while things are worked out. But from their perspective, Captain, I can't help but think that they see things going a certain direction, the judge stopping it, and the judge sending the jury out. They're not I think seeing, I don't think they're seeing the prosecution in a good light because of these kinds of things. And also, from our perspective, watching this trial, we're seeing big things like reversible error come into this, come into play here. Because, you know, Captain, you don't ask people, like, for example, there was a YouTube journalist commentator on the stand earlier yesterday, and they asked him, well, why did you submit your videos through an attorney? And the judge got really mad at that, too. Because, in other words, the prosecution can't imply that someone retained an attorney because they're guilty of something, because people retain attorneys all the time for advice. That's one of the great things we can do here in the United States of America, to do things right. Also, you don't ask a defendant, why have they not spoken up until now, because that captain is covered by their Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution. And so these kinds of things coming in, the jury, I think, has a very dim view of the gang that can't shoot straight with the prosecution.
Well, it's pretty obvious that the prosecution was not totally prepared to approach this in any rational manner, and they're just throwing things up against the wall to see what's going to stick. That's my opinion.
It really does appear that way, and it appears that they're trying to make a case. Now, again, this is our system. We present evidence, and this was bound over for trial, but quite frankly, I think the prosecution has missed so many steps here that, if there could be an acquittal, there could be a finding on one of the minor charges, or the lesser charges, I should say, or the judge may simply say, I'm dismissing this with prejudice if it gets to the point where he gets another motion to dismiss.
Yeah. By the way, Richard and Marine is chiming in up there in Oregon. He's saying, hello, Captain and Mr. Kyle. The storms are back. It's 52 degrees with low wind. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi back to you, Richard.
That's right. Semper Fi back and happy, now it's tomorrow, but it's belated Veterans Day. Exactly.
Happy Veterans Day yesterday.
That's right.
And somebody said to me, they said, is it okay to say Happy Veterans Day? I said, absolutely.
Well, that's right. That's right, because we're remembering all those who have served throughout time here. So, absolutely. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, and my, there wasn't anybody that, when we think about the people that we lost, because we remember everybody on Veterans Day, we also honor those that were there. We had several veterans that were there that had served in World War II, and then a few more that had served in World War II in Korea, and only one who had served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
Wow. Well, that's really something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah.
But they went to defend our way of life. They went to defend us and the homeland. We can't thank them enough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of younger people there yesterday. And I'll get into this when we come back. That's Here Comes the Music. But don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll talk a little bit about Veterans Day, and then we'll get right back into the news again. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, we will take it right away. And first of all, I want to say good morning to everybody up there in Brooksville, Florida. I've had a lot of people chime in from up there in the last couple of minutes here, and we appreciate you very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. And by the way, Mike Lindell does not use the big box stores anymore. Remember, they told him to pretty much go take a hike because he was too conservative and supported the president and all that sort of stuff and wanted to make America great again, and they didn't want any part of that. So now Mike Lindell is relying on spokespeople like myself to tell you about his website, MyPillow.com, where you can go, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff on the home page, first of all, and it'll have these little tags on it that say such and such a price with your promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple. Captain. And then when you see on the homepage a little logo link to click on for the radio listener specials page, that's going to give you another group of a couple dozen to 30 items that are marked even lower than what's on the homepage. And when you see that, same thing applies. Such and such a price with your promo code. Promo code will always be Captain. Now here's where the good part comes in. If you don't want to put your information on the internet, you don't have to. You can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person, place your order that way, and guess what? Christmas is coming. You'll be able to get your stuff in time for Christmas, and it's got a 60-day return policy on it. So if somebody doesn't like what you give them, they can return it, get their money back, and get something else. How about that? All pretty good from where I'm sitting. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller. I'm going to go to the caller right now, so hang on a minute. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Name is John from Sarasota, Florida.
What's up? What's up, John?
I just wanted to put this out there. I was looking up the definition of treason, and treason is the crime of attacking a state authority to which one owes alliance. From what I see right now going on, why aren't any of our officials being tried under that act?
Okay. We'll answer. Try to answer for you, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
All right, well, Kyle, first of all, what we're seeing on the streets and what we've seen our political people, especially the Democrats, do, and the encouragement and the words and all that sort of stuff, have been, and I've talked to attorneys about this, have been borderline treasonable charges. What do you think?
Well, the rhetoric has certainly escalated to points that we haven't seen really in this country. It might be more akin to revolutions that we've heard about in history or other parts of the world and so forth. But you've got people who are definitely pushing it as far as it can possibly go under the guise, and I'll stress this, under the guise that they are trying to participate in the political process. Couple that with a very liberal media, not everybody, but a very liberal media mostly, that gives a pretty fair, favorable coverage, to people like that. But really where it's at, it's going to be, in terms of what the American people do, at the ballot box, basically. Sometimes it's better to have people say what they really think so that they get fleshed out and we know exactly where they're coming from. And Captain, I think we saw a real, example of that in Virginia, with all the things that were going on, and people, even Democrats, people who might identify as a liberal Democrat, they voted against the Democrat establishment on that.
In the big blue cities where most of this stuff was taking place, big blue means they're controlled by Democrats, correct?
Right.
We also know that George Soros has made a big push in the last couple of elections to get district attorneys in there that are progressive or socialist, if you will not go after these people, correct?
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right. And all of that being said, we also know one other thing, and that's the fact that the Democrats are not going to charge anybody of their own persuasion, political persuasion, with anything. Now, they are trying to do the January 6th thing. Nope. By the way, has anyone been charged with insurrection, which is a word they like to use?
No. That's what they like to call it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it wasn't an insurrection, even though the media is all over the place going, well, insurrection, and the politicians are saying that because that's the buzzword. But the charge isn't there. They can't prove it.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, as well, when we, see how the far left has really begun to colonize the Democrat Party, and they've been doing that for a very long time, and now we find them almost in de facto control of it because they can't come out and say exactly what they want to say. So they have to go bit by bit and colonize into the party and then try to change things and then go with this notion that, well, if we all vote for socialism, then I guess it just makes us socialists. But that's not our American system. It's not part of our constitutional arrangement. But they think they can change things in that vein.
Well, it's because they're giving everybody free stuff, especially the millennials and the the Z generation. They're giving them free things, and they're going, oh, this is great.
It's great, but see, it's selling it to you on the front end. It's like a loss leader for them, basically. It's a, hey, look how great it's going to be. You're going to get your free money. We're going to pay all your tuition. It's all going to be great.
You're going to get a free electric car.
You're going to free, yeah, exactly, and energy to put in it. And then when all that is gone, and then now they're going to tell you what to do with your life. They're going to tell you how to live your life. And make no mistake, that's where they would be progressing to. That's the only reason they're giving all this stuff away.
Well, we're going to talk in a little bit about President Biden and the fact that he's set to break another vow he made to Americans, this time with a $1 trillion price tag on a bill that he's trying to push through, Build Back Better, which is going to not build back better. It's going to build back worse and cost another bunch of jobs and raise taxes on people that he said he wasn't going to raise taxes on. But, Kyle, guess who's on the line?
Who's that?
Todd.
Todd in Tampa?
So we'll give him 60 seconds, and I'm going to put him on the line, and we'll see what he has to say, and then we'll come back. All right, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business. As Rush Limbaugh said, if he doesn't say it, it doesn't matter. That's the way it is with me. If I don't say it, it doesn't matter. Okay? The bottom line is Joe Biden sucks. Build Back Better sucks. Okay? The Trump policies work for African Americans. When Trump was in there, y'all tried to take praise for his great economy. Then when you get in there, you try and do the opposite, and your plans suck. You see, this is why you're guilty of treason. Okay? Because when your plans are anti-American and they cost us money and they waste our money and they waste our time, they're anti-American. You're guilty of treason. And that's why we got to sue you personally, because y'all are corrupt. You don't care about the American people. You know what's amazing about a Democrat like Joy Blowhard on The View? Here she is. Oh, she, you know, she ran around with her husband looking in New York for people with no masks to report them, but she doesn't say a doggone thing about all these illegals coming across the border with no mask, no vaccine. Yeah, see, that's the leftist. That's when you know that the leftist is on the Chinese payroll. Because Don Lemon or Fredo 1 or Fredo 2 doesn't say anything. What a disgrace. Here they come in. Hey, Canada, we can't stand you. Hey, Mexico, we don't want you here, okay, with your sickness and disease. Biden sucks. These guys should be thrown out. All you Pentagon officials, all this, you worry about Trump. Trump did great for American people. That's why you all suck, because you don't even stand up for the American people. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our country.
Okay.
You see Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, wrap it up.
About the vaccine. God bless. Even though I hate the Packers, I'm a Buck fan. Aaron Rodgers called out.
Wrap it up.
The politicization of this vaccine. God bless him, and stand up for our country and our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work, Pete.
All right. Okay. So we wound up with football, but that's okay.
Yeah.
The thing of it is he's very passionate about what he talks about. And, you know, these people, they have their own way. All right. I know what they're doing. Everybody that listens to this show knows they've heard us talk about the Cloward Piven strategy. They've heard us talk about rules for radicals. They've heard us talk about Lyndon Johnson. They've heard us talk about FDR, where this stuff originally started back in World War II, when they tried to make things socialist because, you know, the government knew the best way to do things and all that. It's all about the fundamental transformation of America. Well, they're not going to transform it while I have an opportunity to say something about it. It's not going to happen on my watch or yours either. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Texas A&M University student is the ninth person to die after last weekend's AstroWorld Festival. The featured headliner was Travis Scott. Police calls began pouring in, describing the chaos.
There's a lot of people trampled and they're passed out at the front stage.
The latest victim, Barty Shahani, succumbed to her injuries. President Biden marked Veterans Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
To all our veterans, past and present, we thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
The administration has also launched a new program to better understand medical conditions, including different kinds of cancers that are potentially connected to toxic environments overseas in combat areas. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, and we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that put together a product called Relief Factor. Now, this is a product that I've been taking for well over 6 years. I take it because it works for me and because of the problems that I have with the swelling and the inflammation that I have in my left foot, my left ankle, and my leg, and the pain that I have in my back, as well as my foot, my leg, my shoulder, my wrist from arthritis, from things that happened when I was injured before. Now, the thing of it is the reason I'm telling you about this is because it works. Now, I started with the three-week quick start, just the way you will. It cost me $19.95, just the way it will you. And because it's all natural, there are no narcotics in it. It's 100% drug-free. So I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril, which were both drugs that had narcotics in them. I got rid of that. And thank God I was able to do that, because that had side effects too. Now, the natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are actually good for you. They're good things to put in your body, all natural. And it helps your body's natural response to inflammation. Plus, it also lowers or eliminates pain associated with the problems that you've got. And it will do multiple areas of pain at the same time. For example, my back is hurt, my shoulders hurt, my leg is hurt. I take the relief factor, pain is gone. It's that simple. Pain is gone. Now, will it work for you the same way? Probably, but not until you try it. Not until you try it. And tens of thousands of people have tried it, and they're still taking it today. So, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the 3-week quick start. You'll also see some other products they've got there. And you'll be glad you did. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All righty, here we go. President Biden ignited a fury after going from respectful to racist in a Veterans Day speech meant to honor heroes. And he wound up talking about the preacher, a.k.a. baseball pitcher, Satchel Paige.
He did, and he referred to Satchel Paige as he began to tell some story, basically. He referred to Satchel Paige in his words as, quote, the great Negro, quote, unquote. And he went on to talk about how he had played in the, quote, Negro Leagues before going on to Major League Baseball in the 1940s. So, yeah, it sort of caught fire, I think, on social media for sure.
Well, it also did because he was talking about the 95 or 96-year-old father of Secretary of State Antony Blinken and threw all this stuff out there about the same time. And then, as I said, incorrectly referred to Satchel Paige as the preacher.
Right.
I mean, come on, Joe.
Well, you see, but these are the things, and I was watching some of that earlier on Veterans Day and so forth, and everybody, I mean, I understand why the White House staff just turns down the sound, or they don't want to watch President Biden giving any remarks, just because of this kind of thing, and, because they know that they're going to be talking about it in the press room, in a very short order, basically.
Well, you didn't hear anybody complain on the media side of the aisle about his, racial comment.
Well, no, not at all. Not at all.
But had you done that, had I done that, it would have been all over us.
Well, no kidding, or any other politician, basically, especially a Republican politician. But Joe Biden is no stranger to these kinds of things, Captain. Remember when he talked about going into a convenience store, this kind of thing. I think also by telling, I think he was talking with Charlemagne the God, right?
Right.
The broadcaster, and he said, if you're not voting for Biden, voting for him,
you ain't black.
Then you ain't black. And I think that in and of itself shows a real sort of disregard for, you know, for being respectful. I can't imagine that would be a career-ending statement for just about any politician.
Now,
Republican or Democrat.
Right. Now, why do you suppose the Pennsylvania Department of Health is refusing to provide the full COVID-19 death data? Why do you suppose that is?
Well, for one thing, I think it has to do with the idea that a lot of these deaths that were listed as COVID might have been, that people might have had COVID when they died, but they didn't die of COVID, basically.
Okay, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a reason for it, and we'll try to find out what it is, and if we can figure it out. But right now, they're just not providing the complete data list that everybody else is, but not Pennsylvania. Now, go ahead.
I was just simply going to say that's right, because we need to know how they actually counted these deaths. And certainly at the time when the pandemic was getting into full swing, it appeared as though many, many, many people were dying of COVID, but they may have had some other comorbidity issues that helped to contribute to that.
Now, did you hear what our Governor Ron DeSantis had to say to Joe Biden about his people policy?
Well, yes, he's talking about the fact that, you know, here come these clandestine flights, basically, of people into Florida that have crossed the border. They're not in the country legally. So Governor DeSantis says, well, I can provide some buses. We can send some of these people to Delaware, because if the president is not going to support a secure border, then the governor said, then he should be able to have everyone there, quote unquote.
There you go.
Meaning in Delaware. Hmm.
Yep. And he actually said that, and he actually will do that.
Yeah. And the buses, the box lunch, the whole nine yards kind of thing. But what it does, it points up, Captain, the fact that, you know, we have this horrible showdown going on with the federal government, Joe Biden at the top, trying to do these kinds of things to states. And you can't tell me that the Biden administration doesn't want to stick it to Florida on this for various reasons. So there's a lot of politics involved, and people are caught in the middle of it.
You betcha. Now, I just mentioned Secretary of State Blinken. He made a comment, which has raised a bunch of eyebrows. He said the United States and our allies would take action if China attacks Taiwan. Again, we're going back and forth on this issue. Biden says one thing, Blinken says another, DOD says another, Biden says something else, and it just keeps going back and forth and back and forth.
That's right. Now, up to this point in the modern times, there's been this notion of the strategic ambiguity that is there. But with the president making the change, the dramatic change in American policy with Anderson Cooper and the CNN town hall, then the White House having to walk all that back, no, the president is incorrect, basically, about this. The president doesn't know what he's talking about, but the president sets foreign policy, by the way. Maybe they forgot. But, of course, this was a big gaffe by Joe Biden. But the inconsistency of it all can actually contribute, Captain, to the fact that China may decide sooner than later to make their move. I think everybody would agree that they are gearing up to make their move. We don't know if it's going to be 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now, or 6 years from now, but they are certainly gearing up to do it.
Yeah, and I think hypersonic missiles are going to play a very important part in this, because they're setting up those targets there in their desert in China. And it's not to shoot at him from the ground.
No, that's exactly right. And what that does, it's kind of the idea, it's not apples to apples, but it's the idea of a first strike. We will take out your naval ships so quickly with the hypersonic missiles and so forth, you won't know what hit you, and we will dominate very, very quickly. So the message is, stay away, right? But, again, we can't operate in a world like that. We can't operate in a world where China decides that it can bully everybody and do whatever it wants. It believes it can do whatever it wants. Chinese Communist Party certainly believes that. That's why we're in grave, grave danger with Joe Biden in the White House right now. And, of course, no matter what the politics are, when it comes to Joe Biden and so forth, all that should fall away. At the shore of our country, and what's happening with China and our friends in Taiwan, all that should go away. We want our president to be able to project strength. That's what we want. Whether or not we're going to actually see that is another story.
And everybody forgets about that one unforeseen dimension called the submarine.
Yes.
You That's never right. know where they are.
That's true. That's exactly right.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yes, we have weather to talk about. And yes, there is a storm developing in the upper Midwest. And yes, it is coming east over the weekend. And yes, it is very active right now. We'll tell you where. We'll tell you what it's doing. Meanwhile, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain at Peace on America's Third.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Don. And by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And guess what? We got some entertainment for you tonight.
Saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady might have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe it, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back.
Said, I'll tell you what, do you remember that in America?
I do. Just go lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yeah, that's true. Try that and see how that's going to work out.
That's right.
And they don't even need to have the cry towel either.
Nope.
Okay, let's get it started here because I'm going to tell you that we've got some dense fog right along I-10, I-55, I-65, I-59 tonight, and a stretch of I-40 around Nashville and up and down I-75 around Nashville. You got some dense fog up in there, too. We just had a fatal crash that had shut down I-10 around Crowley, Louisiana. However, it's been opened back up again. Unfortunately, a driver was killed in that. Professional driver, semi-driver, a couple of semis and a car got together in that dense fog, and the road is open again, but please be careful. And, of course, we got winter to talk about, so Kyle, you take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're going to start in Big Sky Country tonight. Our friends in Missoula, Montana, a very beautiful part of Montana, of course, up along I-90. They're looking at sleet, some light sleet right now, and, of course, rain showers looking at about 33 degrees. So that, of course, means there's going to be snow in any of the high elevations in that area because we do have rain and sleet all throughout the northeastern part of Montana. This is going to reach almost all the way up. Well, it's going to reach over to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where it's looks like it's reading some rain showers right now. That's going to dip on down towards St. Marie's as well. And now, of course, going over into Washington, west of Spokane, along I-90, we're going to have rain again. So you're going to have that all the way down through Walla Walla, all the way down to Enterprise as well. So be aware of that. Also, of course, Seattle reading rain right now. Portland, I think, reading cloudy, but we're seeing a lot of rain around Portland. And, of course, Richard the Marine and his vantage point there on the central coast of Oregon had chimed in earlier. It was 52 degrees, low winds, and also, I believe, rain showers
yep.
as well. So we have that happening. Now, also, back in central California, we definitely are looking at, I think, the dense fog. Again, coming up, this is Highway 99. Now, this is going to start right around Bakersfield. And head all the way up to a little bit north of Merced, not quite to Modesto, but if you're on Highway 99 heading towards Fresno, for example, definitely be careful because that's fog in the Central Valley this morning in California.
Okay, well, we're going to start with North Dakota. The eastern half of North Dakota is snowing right now. It's snowing across the northern part of Minnesota. It looks like we got snow into the Twin Cities. We got a winter storm warning up on the Canadian border, Minnesota-Canadian border. It's closing in on Duluth, and it's moving to the east across the northern peninsula of Michigan. We've also got snow down into, Iowa, and that's across I-80 coming that way. South Dakota, you've got wind and you've got snow, and you've got a winter storm warning right there around Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then down into Nebraska, You've got a mixed bag of weather. You've got some high winds across I-80 all the way across to Des Moines right now with some scattered snow for starting in right now. Temperatures are dropping. I would expect it's going to snow some more before tomorrow. Certainly that's in the forecast. And then you've got a frost warning around Springfield, Missouri. Or not Springfield, that's Columbia, Missouri. But on down to Springfield, Missouri, you've got borderline temperatures tonight for a frost along I-44. In the meantime, in Oklahoma, you do have a frost advisory, not freeze, frost advisory for the entire central part of Oklahoma from the Kansas border down to Texas. Now, let's get back with this fog down here in the south. It's going to be a big mess tonight. I-10, I-12, I-55, I-59, I-65, I-20 across... across the eastern part of Louisiana and then Mississippi and Alabama towards the Georgia line. You've got heavy, dense fog. They're advising people that the visibility is 100 feet in some sections. Use your own advice, make up your own mind as to whether or not you want to pull off the road or not. Make sure when you pull off the road, you pull off the road. You don't just park on the shoulder. And then the central part of Illinois, or of Tennessee, rather, up to Kentucky. And we've got some patchy fog now starting to show up in Illinois along the river. So there you go. Now moving over to the East Coast, we've got some dense fog advisories in the Chesapeake Bay area, up towards Maryland, up towards Delaware, scattered along the coast of Virginia and North Carolina. And we still have that gale warning, Kyle, along the east coast of the United States right now in a lot of areas.
Yes, and I think, especially up in the northeast there, along near Massachusetts, Boston, and so forth, I think they're expecting a pretty big storm coming through tomorrow.
Well, that's the one that's moving across. It's going to catch up and whatnot. All right, so the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and Kyle, tell us about that.
All right, folks, don't forget when you drop into the pilot or Flying J, number one, you're going to find something great to eat. Number two, you can join the Drivers Club, and you can do that on-site or you can go online to pilotflyingj.com. You'll also want to download the My Rewards Plus app. This is going to allow you to track your points on all the things that you buy, the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, also the supplies that you buy. And these points are redeemable for everything except for fuel at Pilot and Flying J. You can build them up and have a nice little nest egg there, basically, to be able to purchase whatever you want. Also, as we come up towards Christmas time, folks, the holiday time, you can get a gift card at Pilot or Flying J, either online or on-site at one of the Pilots or Flying J's, and you can get your Road Warrior a great gift card that they can spend on anything they want at Pilot and Flying J.
Yeah, and keep in mind that Catwoman and Road Dog had several hundred dollars saved up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it does add up very, very quickly, and especially when you can track all your savings and your offers that you get through the My Rewards Plus app. It makes it much, much easier to see how much you have, and you can plan accordingly.
Yeah, and Road Dog is playing freight hauler right now, driving, pulling pups up and down the highway there, so he's got himself a 9-to-5 job. Just kidding. All right. Hang on there. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is a Friday morning, so we hope you're having a great day. We hope you got your weekend plans all lined up. A lot of people will be at football games, high school games, and college games, and maybe even a few pro games. By the way, you're not hearing about any of that either, what's going on there at those stadiums. So be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.